What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but smiling is more fun than crying. Thank you. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Keep in mind, news with an agenda is propaganda. That's right. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because God's grace is greater than David's failures. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Well, that's a big one. We have no idea what's going to happen. Wow. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. You know, this one. Ooh, here's a good one. What is bigger, your circumstances or God's favor in your personal life? Whoa! Wow. What is bigger, your circumstances or God's favor in your personal life? Wow. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That's sad. Just give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D. You know what that's like? You want to know what that's like? Listen. That's like having your air conditioning work amazingly in your house, work, or car.
That's a blessing, Dave. That is a big blessing.
At 106, that's a blessing. Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Here's the other thing you can do to reach out to us. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Professional voice time.
214-210-8483.
There you go. You can do it that way. Also, you can email us, david@hemusincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D. Doesn't have to be capital, just regular David, @hemusincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. A couple of things to tell you on the website. Please don't forget about the ambassador material. So we have brochures, a couple of different ones. Probably about six or eight of them or nine of them or something. Plus, we have bumper stickers, plus we have business cards. If you ever want them for free, we send them to you. We don't ask you to keep track of them. We'll give them to you. If the Lord wants you to use them to give to somebody else to promote the show or just to contact somebody or connect somebody, awesome. If he doesn't have you do that, awesome. We trust Jesus in you. That's what we're doing. And so if you want to do that, you go to the website, fill out the form, we get the stuff to you. There's nothing to it but that. Plus, on the website, of course, are those little red boxes. Donate, donate, donate. And here's our scripture for donating. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3. For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord.
What a blessing.
That is cool. If you can do that, that's great. We want you to take your home base first. If the Lord puts it on your heart, great. We want, no matter what you do, you obey God. That is the requirement for every Bible-believing, authentic Christian. Here it is. It's all on the website. Check it out, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Mananachu. Goopa noopa. Goopa noopa. Manatoto. Michi michu.
Those were my first words when I was first a baby.
I can see that.
All right, so a couple things to tell you. Please be praying for the audience. That's very important to us. That's very important to God, that you pray for the people that the Lord brings into your quote-unquote universe. I love the story when you're talking about people that have been brought into your life. And, you know, we talk about the Good Samaritan, and it's an excellent, excellent truthful tale, so to speak. It's a story that teaches a principle, a truth. And the truth of the matter is, it's very difficult for you to have the same kind of compassion for somebody that you've never had any contact with. But on this radio show, you hear about people. People are prayed for. People call in. People text in. We reference them. There's fills that mention people. All that stuff. Those are people that are being brought into your universe for a reason. And so if that's the case, then you want to respond and be the good neighbor that Jesus made reference to, that we should be in that process. We should be like the Good Samaritan. I think that's a fair way to say it. Instead of walking on the road, going out of our way not to encounter people, when the Lord brings people into our path, we should be merciful and take care of them and love on them. That is the call of the scripture. Now, I am going to tell you, we're going to get into this portion in Matthew. And this portion of Matthew, and later when we're going to Galatians, are so good. I, again, will never be able to teach the level or the truth that it is, but we will pick it up. I am using a different translation. Don't be afraid. It won't freak you out. Nothing will happen. You won't get shocked with electricity. The Lord won't come down and, you know, separate your arms from your legs. You can listen, follow it along on yours, but the principles are going to be the exact same as they always are. Picking this up in Matthew chapter 12, and we're pretty much picking this up from verse 9. Pretty much from verse 9, it says this: then he went over to the synagogue, Matthew 12, 9. Then he went over to the synagogue, where he noticed a man with a deformed hand. The Pharisees asked Jesus, is it legal to work by healing on the Sabbath day? They were, of course, hoping he would say yes so they can bring charges against him. And he answered, if you had one sheep and it fell into the well on the Sabbath, wouldn't you get to work and pull it out? Of course you would. And how much more valuable is a person than a sheep? All right, let's just stop right there and pick up what's going on in the story so we can understand what's taking place. Jesus just got done dealing with the Pharisees on what subject? Remember, we talked about this last week. They accused the disciples of harvesting grain when they weren't harvesting grain. Okay? We just got done with that. Okay? Just last week we talked about that. Now we go to the very next story, and there's a reason that the Lord put story after story after story in the breakdown of Scripture. And in this story, Jesus goes into the synagogue, and he notices a man with a deformed hand. The Pharisees are looking and checking it out, and they're trying to tag Jesus and get him in trouble or do something to get him in trouble. And here's what they do. They notice that he is, you know, oh, he sees that guy who's really wounded. Not that they care that the guy is hurting. They just know, hey, this could be an opportunity to get Jesus. So Jesus goes to the synagogue. His attention is drawn to a man with a deformed hand. The Pharisees, noticing this, attempt to trap Jesus. They question him about the legality of healing on the Sabbath, hoping that he would answer affirmatively so they could accuse him. It's unfortunate, and I'll say this with every piece of mercy and grace I can muster, it's unfortunate that religious and political figures often react this way when somebody does something good in the name of Jesus. But there's a trap that they're trying to set. But you know, trapping Jesus, that sounds cute, doesn't it? It just sounds cute.
Not a good idea.
Just think it's really... Jesus turns the table again and exposes the hypocrisy within each one of them. He reveals that they themselves have broken the law even much more than they're willing to admit. And by doing so, Jesus emphasizes the worth of a person, which is far greater than that of an animal. So don't misunderstand. I am an animal lover. You guys hear my stories about Levi and Bert, and Levi's passed on. Now we're with Bert, and we've got all this whole new stories. But I love dogs, love animals, love them. But Jesus is highlighting the inherent value of a person and their soul. And what the Pharisees are trying to do is say, wait, you're going to come here, and you're going to heal this guy who's got a deformed hand on the Sabbath. So how does Jesus address it? He confronts them by saying, if any of you had a sheep and that sheep fell into the well on the Sabbath, you would do whatever it takes to get the sheep out, even if you were breaking the law on the Sabbath. By doing that, Jesus points out, you know, you do it for one of your own physical sheep in your own care. And now we're talking about a person in the house of God. Again, and I say this because I want people to understand that. I am an animal lover. I do. I love animals. I love our dogs. I love people that love animals. I think it's cool because animals are really cool. There's a lot you can learn about God using that animal to teach you stuff. That's just zero question about that. But what Jesus does is he shows the hypocrisy. He's saying at home, in your own house, you would do whatever it takes to save that sheep. And here we are in God's house, and you don't have that same spirit going on here. Which, by the way, is kind of a good segue to say what you do at home in your mercy and grace should certainly be transferable in the church. Mercy and grace wise, which is a nice way of saying don't go to church and pick up the standard that you walk in because now you're in church. You should be walking the same whether you're in church or not church. It's the same faith. It's the same Christianity. You don't act different at home than you would in the synagogue, in the house of God. So that is, in fact, hypocrisy. Jesus has already nailed them to the wall on hypocrisy. He's about to do it again. So when we come back, we'll look at the further discussion and declaration Jesus makes regarding the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and to make sure that we stay far away from that kind of spirit. Okay? Taking our break now. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here is a DDD entitled Custom Eyeglasses Used on Others. Custom eyeglasses used on others. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 9. So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward. Stop. There it is. So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward. How do we see people in our lives? Saul saw David through jealous glasses. He put on these glasses. They weren't the ones from the Lord, right? They were glasses that had much more flesh in them, and then everything was tainted. This is what happens to you and I, and let's just do the honest, you know, those honest moments where we put on our glasses regarding some people because almost every time we get a communication from them, there's just something coming that's just low. This is going to be lousy. I haven't even opened it. I'm already dreading it, right? Have you ever gone through that? Right? Or every time this person texts me, I'm not smiling after I read it, or something along those lines. And it could be somebody who, you know, has got a spirit of complaining. It could be somebody that's got a spirit of pride. It could be any of those things, right? And you're just like going, oy vey, right? But you're not saying it much, but you know how you're seeing it. And that's custom glasses. You've already put the glasses on. You've already determined how it's going to be. You're already seeing it through that slant. It's not that they've never done anything. It's just that you and I tend to stay in those zones and see people that way. And so no matter what was going to happen with Saul and King Saul and David, David was going to impute evil motives to Saul's actions. I've gone through this with a professor. I'm just confessing, right? I had a professor before we started the radio show, and my buddy in the process was a pastor, was my like a schoolmate, and he would write me and go, "What's why does she, you know, jump on you like that?" I mean, he was asking me, right? And I'm like, every time this statement, I just instead of having any kind of change of heart or mercy, I was mad. But my anger did not work the righteousness of God. And sometimes people do that because of other reasons. It's not because of you. And we need to do a better job of not wearing custom glasses where we see the downside on people. So the question to ask is, what kind of glasses do we use with others? And are those glasses approved prescription glasses from God? Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. We want you to know, I do need you guys praying for Don and for Jennifer and for Dynamite D. Don and I had a great meeting today. It's always fun when I meet with him. It's like he's just one of my friends now. It's just the Lord has changed so much. So today is 4 years and 4 months to the day that we've been doing the radio show.
Praise God.
So that's kind of cool. I mean, I'm just like, that's cool. I like that. That's cool. All right, we do have our first trivia question. Here we go. It's pretty simple. I think you guys will get this. What was the name of Sammy's mother? The prophet Sammy.
Sammy?
Sammy. That's right. What was the name of Sammy's mom? Mama Sammy, what was her name? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can, nice answer, L. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. It is important for us to do our DNA, so we will do it here and now, as always. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day that ends in Y, spend some time with a guy in the sky, period. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Luke 9:26. If you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I come. It's like, nah. Don't be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. The world, the culture, the academics, the political scene, all of those could easily be comprised as the harlot in Revelation. Sorry, that's just a fact. All want you to be ashamed of the word of God. Don't you be ashamed of the word of God, ever. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve. OPM, other people matter. That is very important because it is important to Jesus. Because it's important to Jesus, it's important to us. It's just that simple. So we care about others. We put our time and energy and effort into others. We seek to be a blessing to others. Not only is the principle, what a man sows, that shall he also reap in play, but it is also absolutely crucial that as we learn to reflect Jesus Christ more and more, we do the things Jesus did, and he came to serve, not to be served. It's like, okay, we got to do that. That's our DNA. Here's our trivia question again. What was the name of Sammy's mom? Mrs. Sammy is not really the right answer.
Not in this case.
Not in this case. That'd be kind of weird. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. Send an email to David at hemustincrease.org. So I want you to stay with me on this story because this part's really cool. And this is where I'm hoping not to mess it up. So we just talked about this. Jesus had already rebuked the Pharisees in regards to them trying to falsely accuse the disciples of harvesting grain while they were trying to eat the food, okay? So he already took care of that. And then, of course, he ended that whole segment by saying, that I wish you understood that I want mercy and not sacrifice, which, by the way, is a passage in Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. So he quotes the Old Testament, and then he says very simply, look, I want mercy. Your religious activities are cute, but I want mercy. That's what I want. And so that teaches us that from the law's point of view, that if people are trying to do this very specific, particular, like me, I'm an OCD person, you're trying to do everything exactly particular like that, and it's like, that is not helpful. What the Lord really wants is mercy. So now he's in the situation where instead of attacking the disciples, they're attacking Jesus. Jesus is in the synagogue. The guy has a hand. It's a deformed hand. They're like, is he going to say, is he going to say it's okay? So they ask him, is it legal to work by healing on the Sabbath day? So they ask him the question because if he says something wrong according to the law, they're going to jump on him. So Jesus points out their hypocrisy by saying, hey, if you had a sheep and it was in the well, you would do whatever it takes to get that sheep out. And then Jesus said this. Yeah, verse 12, and how much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Yes, it is right to do good on the Sabbath. He did answer the question. And you know what the answer is? Yes. Well, they didn't like that. Yes. And instead of Jesus backing down, I want to point this out to you. Instead of backing down, Jesus boldly challenges the Pharisees by instructing the man with the deformed hand to stretch it out. And not only is he not backing down, he's making it a scene.
That's just like Jesus.
It's like, yeah, not only is it right, but I'm going to do it right in front of you. Hey, get the film, news at 11. It's like that. Miraculously, the man's hand is instantly healed and restored to its normal state, just like the other hand, and Jesus kind of just stuck it in their face. You can say, no, he did. Of course he did. Look at verse 13. They said to the man, reach out your hand. The man reached out his hand. It became normal, just like the other one. Then the Pharisees called a meeting and discussed plans for killing Jesus. It wasn't a problem for them to deal with the Sabbath, but now setting up somebody's murder seems like it's just fine and dandy. It's like, yeah, there's not too much hypocrisy going on in this process. I mean, this is, first of all, it's a drastic response, which I think we can fully understand. But second, they're plotting a murder, which is, of course, 20 trillion times worse than anything they were accusing him of. Now you say, well, any sin will send you to hell. Yes, but if you're going to make a difference between plotting a murder and taking a piece of gum, at least taking a piece of gum is taking a piece of gum and not killing somebody. I mean, don't be ridiculous about it. And so it's like you look at it and you go, wow. Again, any sin will send you to hell. Any sin. But just look at that difference. So how do the Pharisees respond to this powerful demonstration of God's work? This miraculous moment where the guy puts his hand forward and it's healed right there in the house of God. Do they worship God? Do they praise God? Do they thank God? No, they plot a murder. It's like, wait. Are you guys, did you not see what happened? Were you not there in the room? They convene and conspire to kill Jesus because they believe this extreme measure is the best way to deal with him. The reaction is drastic, even for them, but it shouldn't surprise any of us as we read it in Scripture. After all, for the last 20 years, we've been watching the academics and the entertainment and the political theater, and we kind of know some of this. It's like, wow. And their reaction to Jesus, keep in mind, reflects what their action against you and I will be, because you are one of his. And you think, oh, no, it'll never happen that way. They arrested in Great Britain, which, by the way, we came out of. They arrested in Great Britain a person who stood across outside of an abortion clinic for praying silently. Yeah, how did they know the person was praying? Okay, so you understand, right? This is part of it. You better get out. This is like, oh, yeah, that's part of it. And so here's what we need to catch. Look, even though they were trying to pin him down and cross him and do this, it's like, oh, yeah? Hey, Jesus, is it legal to work by healing on the Sabbath day? Here's Jesus' answer. Yes. See, this is like right in their face. Yes. Why? Because doing good on the Sabbath is right. It's just like, no, okay. And then just think of how they respond. And this is what happens. So here's Jesus taking a stand. Here's the Pharisees freaking out. Here's this guy who got healed. You don't hear much about him from that point, but it's like, if I'm that guy, I'm like, I'm sticking with Jesus. I had a bad hand. Now I don't have a bad hand. Yay. Right? And that's the same thing we should be saying is, look, he's always been good to me. I'm not going to abandon him so that everybody else can be happy. Because I'm living for the author and not the audience. Right? Yeah. On our trivia question, which of course is a classic, what was the name of Sammy's mom or Samuel's mom? That reference would be in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20. Her name was the same as a great cartoon duo. First part of it, anyway. Her name was Hannah. Or Hanna-Barbera as the great cartoon duo. See? Now all the older people are like going, Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. Okay, we'll take our break and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the true station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're a small business owner with a website that is ugly, outdated, or just plain non-existent, you're probably missing out on a lot of business opportunities. Unfortunately, the web design industry is not a friendly place for busy small business owners. A typical web design agency charges roughly $90 per hour to build a simple business website, which means you'll spend thousands up front, even for a bare-bones site. But the do-it-yourself option is a road that often leads to headaches and hardships. Here at Cowpunch Sites, we've pioneered a fresh and affordable website subscription model. For just $57 per month, we'll design and build a custom professional website you'll love to show off. And on top of all that, we'll continue to manage your website, making all the updates and changes you'll need for as long as you're a subscriber. It's sort of like having an in-house web designer at a tiny fraction of the cost. Find out how we're different at cowpunchsites.com. Check out what Cowpunch Sites can do for you at cowpunchsites.com.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations. And is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a Tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a Petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored. Impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is 4 words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.